Okay, very good evening to all, brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is Tuesday, 28 August 2018. So we will get ready for puja. Let us compose our mind, develop the faith, the sadha, the virya, then mindfully we shall commence the puja. Namo Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Namo Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Namo Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Namo Quan Sư Hình Bồ Tát. Namo Quan Sư Hình Bồ Tát. Namo Quan Sư Hình Bồ Tát. Namo A Di Đà Phật. Namo A Di Đà Phật. Namo A Di Đà Phật. Namo Mi Lo Phật. Namo Milafo, Namo Milafo, Namo Pusien Pusa, Namo Pusien Pusa, Namo Pusien Pusa, Namo Fo Pusa, Namo Fo Pusa, Namo Fo Pusa, Arahang Sama Sambuto Bhagawa.Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami. Supatipanno Bhagavato Sakkasangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, you can be seated. Then turn to page 1 of the chanting book. We shall chant the Vandana onwards. Namo Atassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa.Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami,Dutiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami. Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami.Panati Pata Viramani Sikha Padang Samadhyami Adinadana Ramani Sikha Padang Samadhyami Kamesu Michachara Viramani Sikha Padang SamadhyamiMosawada Ramani Sikha Padang Samadhyami Suramiraya Majapamadatana Viramani Sikha Padang Samadhyami. Now we will chant the Padipa Puja, offering of likesGanna sarappa dithena Natama dangsena Tiloka dipang sambuddhang Pujayami tamonodang Kanda sambarayutena dopena hang sukang hina pujaye pujaniyang tang puja bhajana mutamang vanna kanda kuno petang etang kusuma santatin pujayami monindasa siripada sarorohe ujemi dang kusumenanena punnena bhajena ca hotu mokang pupang milayati yata idang me kayo tatayati vinasabhavang adivase thuno bante paniyang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patikan hatu mutamang adivase thuno bante pale parikapitang anukampang upadaya patikan hatu mutamang adivase thuno bante bhojanang parikapitang anukampang upadaya patikan hatu mutamang. Now we are chanting puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all this puja offering. Significance of offering of light. May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires of all demons. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition as soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana. Making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits or offering, may our spiritual faculties of sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya be further strengthened until they become balas or powers. Sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect to Pajama. Padang Pujemi. Damang Pujemi. Sanghang Pujemi. Okay, you all can be seated. Yeah, Jinhao, you all can offer the garland. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Then we can all rejoice. Sadhu, 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 sadhu. Okay, you all can be seated. Never mind, it's okay, no problem. Feel off the light and you all can have your half an hour meditation. I will set the alarm, 30 minutes. Okay. We can off the light. those who want, still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have enough, slowly, mindfully, come out of meditation. Then turn to page 6. We will continue with our invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in their entirety, let the deities or devas come here. Let them hear the good teaching of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta Chakavalesu Atra Gacchantu Devata Sattamang Munirajasa Sunantu Sakamokkadang Dhamma Savanankalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanankalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanankalo Ayang Badanta Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Iti peso bhagava arahang sama sambuto Vija charana sampanno sugato lokavidu Anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati satta deva manusanang Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Sanditiko Akaliko Ehipaseko Opanayiko Pachatang Veditabho Vinohiti Supatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Ujjupatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Nyayapatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Samichipatipanno Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Yadidang Chattari Purisa Yukani Atta Purisa Pugala Esa Bhagavato Savaka Sangho Ahuneyo Pahuneyo Dakineyo Anjalai Karaneyo Anuttarang Punyaketang Lokasati Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Pajam. Bedang Pajam. chê yên bì. Sang hang bù chê yên bì. Okay, you all can be seated. Relax body and mind. Then maintain some form of attentiveness. Then we can continue with our second session. We're supposed to get to have one more reporting by Padmasuri, the spiritual tree one. Where is Padmasuri? Still meditating. Okay, anyway, I have forward one short note, 9th of August. This short note is quite good. 9th of August, Thursday class outline short notes. You turn to our Maikaya Mita WhatsApp. We will have them. This one is prepared by my daughter, Tracy. This one is very good. The first point is, we go through this verse, after that we go back to Padmasuri. We are all here to our karma, born of our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of our karma. But not everything is due to karma. We have the five panchaniyamas, or universal orders, that governs all of life and existence. The first two are scientific law, Utuniyama and Bijaniyama, nature's physical order and biological order. Then the other three are the spiritual laws, the law of karma, Kamaniyama, law of mind, Chittaniyama, and law of Dhamma, or truth, Dhammaniyama. So this one you have to understand. These are the nature's law that governs all of life and existence in our universe. So if you don't understand this five great order, you will not understand life. Okay, then our next chapter, Dharma topic, is chapter 20, the working of karma. They are all related to the law of karma. Then point number two, your mind is very powerful. Chitta or mind has its own power, and it operates following another set of nature's law which the Buddha called the order of mind or citta niyama. This mind can arise mental intention. Thus, whatever mental intention that comes with the arising of mind creates karma. So this is very important. That's why the Buddha said it is cittena or mental intention that I call karma. Hence, mind with its content is closely associated with karma, your content of consciousness. Means when you input your mental intention, whether wholesome or unwholesome. Then point number three is also very important. There are two types of mind, the mundane mind and the true mind. So these two you must get it right. Then point number four, explain. The mundane mind is also termed the thinking mind because it is dependent originating and condition arising. When the form and mind meditate with understanding and awaken, the resultant wisdom will be connected to this form and mind when there is enlightenment. This same mind, which is no longer deluded, will transform and become the supramundane mind. When the mundane mind ceases to be, the true mind or the pure awareness before the knowing, which is always there, will manifest. Then point number six. The true mind or pure awareness can also cease when the form of mind realizes itself via wisdom and cease, leading to Nibbana, which is the enlightenment. This cessation of form of mind is the unconditioned. Thus it is like you return to the source. You cannot talk about it as it is the unconditioned. It is not a mind state anymore. It is not even the pure awareness. Everything ceases. So this is very important. Point number seven. Dhamma niyama is a universal order of Dhamma or truth as taught by the Buddha. All these five natures, universal order, interact at all times and keep on operating. That is the reason why not everything is due to karma. Karma is just one aspect of the five. The Buddha said, your form and mind is subject to karma, and we are all born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma, and we are what we are because of our karma. Hence, whatever that happened to us while existing on this existential world are mostly due to our karmic past. We have to understand what karma is. According to the Buddha, it is chetana or mental volition or intention that he called karma. You have a karmic nature, and this one is not you, because karmic nature is not a being, but a nature. It is the summation of all your karmic volitions since the first thought of ignorance until the present moment. This karmic nature is continuously evolving. Every moment when you arise a mental intention, it will add to that karmic nature. Hence, your life is not predestined. The past conditions you, but it does not dominate over you. The past is already gone, so it cannot be changed. The moment you are born, you are supported by your karmic nature due to your past condition. But after this moment, you have a choice, because moment to moment, you can introduce new condition. Thus, life is not predestined or fixed. This choice depends on your understanding and wisdom. Most humans don't have wisdom and understanding. Thus, their lives are continuously dependent on their karmic past. If their karmic past is full of ignorance and delusion, leading to heedlessness, they will be conditioned into continuous negativity most of the time. As the form and mind continues to suffer until one day it has enough of it, then it may wake up and decide to do something else. Could be affinity from the past. When conditions arise and one's life changes because one takes another path. If you have understanding and wisdom, and you had make past vows and aspiration, you can actually avoid the effect of negative karma. Karma only happens when there are conditions leading to its arising. When there is no condition, karma will not arise. So similarly, the moment the arising condition is no longer able to torment one due to one's wisdom, then the effect of that karma will cease to be. When we have the wisdom and understanding to prevent the arising of the condition, the probability of the karma bearing fruition is very low, unless it is one of the five heavy karma. Point number 10. Sister Tammy's question on her tendency to stay on the left lane when she drives. Brother Teo's reply, when living life, example driving, sometimes you are conscious and you can make the decision to stay on the left because you think it is better. But if you are unaware and not conscious while doing the action, then it could be due to karma. If you allow the heedlessness to bring about the condition, then accident could happen. But if you are aware and alert, you can avoid those conditions. Then the negative karma that could lead to accident may not happen, because you have taken the appropriate precaution by being more heedful, careful and attentive, and having good driving skill. You have also made sure that your car is properly serviced and maintained. When there is more conscious beings who are wise on earth, it will condition the heedless to be better beings, bringing about real change. Sister Tammy's second question. The New Earth book by Eckhart Tolle on growing higher in consciousness relatives reply, "Most people are conscious of life, but may not be aware of life. Even the heedless are conscious of life, but they are not aware within. The world consciousness is the summation of all the beings' consciousness on this planet. As the consciousness evolves, there will be more conscious beings who are more aware and mindful with higher consciousness. When it has reached a certain critical mass, the resultant activity and movement cannot be stopped. New consciousness works this way, and we only need about 1% of the beings on this planet of ours to have the new consciousness, inner awareness and understanding of life to trigger off such change. When you are aware and not heedless, you are more mindful, wiser, with more understanding. Then you will be more loving and caring. Your nature is kind, gentle and pleasant, and you cannot kill or harm people, because you know this brings about suffering, which are karmic negativity. The moment you are heedful and mindful, you are destined for enlightenment, for heedfulness is the path to the deathless, and the heedful never die, whereas the heedless are as if dead. Based on this understanding, Eckhart's first book, The Power of Now, teaches one to assess the present moment awareness via one's feeling portal. When you are in the present moment in silent awareness, you are not lost in thought or heedless, because you are not thinking. You just feel and silence everything to assess the power of now by staying aware within. He teaches you to assess the true mind. You must be aware of your pain body, emotional negativity. When there is no condition to trigger, your pain body is dormant. Upon being triggered, pain body brings about pain or suffering. Eckhart used the term pain body or emotional negativity in his book instead of greed, hatred and delusion. Pain body is born of self-delusion that conditions you to cling to your fear, your phobia, your scars or memory, etc. So whenever triggered, you will be affected and afflicted. The Bodhisattva is calm, still and tranquil. You feel secure and confident around them because you can trust them and feel them. They are so different. They manifest this quality through their words and action and their understanding. This is how about 1% of this being can bring about change and transformation to our world consciousness. Malaysia is very blessed because the country's consciousness has evolved. And there are a lot of spiritual beings born in Malaysia. Our kayanamitas are different. The way we learn the Dhamma, the way we conduct ourselves, and the way they conduct themselves, and the way they train their mind, they do it with understanding. Some of them have evolved beautifully without themselves knowing it. Sometimes you doubt because you use your thought, which cannot understand truth, which are beyond thoughts. But when you go to your nature, it is different. It can awaken. Because this Dhamma arises from the silent mind. All these are possible because of our Dhamma session, our spiritual trips, our annual retreats, and other Dhamma activity, including the setting out the Kayanamitta funds, are all geared towards providing the appropriate condition to support the Kayanamitta's progress along the path of Dhamma. The conditions there are all very wholesome, meritorious, appropriate and conducive to bring about spiritual understanding, fellowship and progress along the path of Dhamma. They also get to rejoice, transfer and share merits of the Dana, radiate love, keep and renew their precepts, meditate, listen to Dhamma, straighten their views, provide service for Buddhist community. They cultivate Dana, Sila and Bhavana, This meritorious action will bring about merits to support their karmic nature and spiritual nature. While you are here attending all these Dhamma sessions, your mind states are different. Instead of being heedless, you are reaping the spiritual benefits of heedfulness. That's why even if you just keep your 5 precepts, it can bring about a lot of wholesomeness and benefit. 2. Because according to the Buddha, keeping precepts is a source of spiritual happiness or joy, spiritual wealth and spiritual peacefulness. In Pali, the Buddha chanted as Silena Sukantiyanti, Silena Bhoga Sampadat, Silena Nibantiyanti. Then point number 19. As you transform and become different, you have the ability to be a blessing to others. Then starting from your family members, peers, in-laws, neighbors, friends, and office colleague, etc. You can touch their heart by being a blessing to them. They would then be interested in understanding what you are doing because they can sense that you are so different. You have transformed so significantly and you are such a great and beautiful beings to be associated with. Malaysia is very blessed because our country's consciousness has evolved so beautifully until as if everything has fallen into place to bring about the recent change of government on May 9, 2018. If the change had not taken place, then our country would be doomed and Malaysia would be a failed state. This dramatic change has provided a severe... This dramatic change has prevented a severe economic crisis of hyperinflation caused by the abuses of power by the previous government, just like what happened in Venezuela recently. Dhamma can bring forth good understanding and real transformation to all of us. Then point number 22, how can we avoid karma? It is through wisdom, and wisdom comes from heedfulness and mindfulness. For example, if we can avoid creating unnecessary conditions for theft or negative karmic friction to happen, then you are at peace. Avoid flashing your wealth or publicizing too much on social media, as others may misuse it against you. If you are heedful and mindful, you will know what to do, how to cultivate wholesomeness, and how to avoid negative conditions from arising. As you move with understanding, we are following the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil, do good, and purify your mind. Develop the Noble Eightfold Path cultivation. Your karmic nature and spiritual nature will be beautifully nurtured. Another way to avoid condition for negative karma to hit is through making aspiration and vow. We are seeking the great beings' help through cultivating affinity with their nature. Seek their constant blessing, protection, and guidance. Express your gratitude and thanks towards their nature for having blessed, protected, and guided your nature. All this comes from wisdom and understanding. So this outline short notes are very important. You should go through it again and develop the clear understanding. It can help you in your cultivation. Okay. Now we pass on to Padmasuri. So now it's your turn to share regarding our spiritual trip experience. You are the last one. You are given the honor to sum everything out. Also, we would like to thank Padmasuri, the main instrumental person behind organizing this spiritual trip. Okay.
Good evening. Good evening, Brother Teo.
Yes.
Mrs. Teo and all Kayanamitas.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm very grateful and I feel very happy after hearing all the reports.
Yeah, so I did.
actually I still want to use that sentence. 你们的快乐就是我的快乐。
哇，是啊，对。
I didn't expect it to turn out to be so beautiful.
Oh, actually,
actually, before it started, we talked about the rainy season.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,So after we decide on the date, only somebody tell me, "Hey, you know, not it is rainy season there." So I start projecting my thoughts. Wow, how is it ah? Because I was the main one who, proposed the date and all that. And then worse still, when someone come and tell me, "Do you know that the two major earthquake happened in Yunnan? Happened in Yunnan area? Happened in August?" And you are going in August, and that make things worse. So I start projecting. You see, there will be landslide because and so on. But when I go, surprisingly, when we touch down, I have no fear. And then 1 hour before we touch down, I can really feel it's very still and
the energy there is very good.
It's very good.
While
it's
flying
very
good. There,
yes.
For
that,
those.
That,About 1 hour plus before,
who can feel, you will know.
I can feel. But the first 2 days, and then the day where we were going to watch about the Zhang Yimou,
that show.
That show.
Yeah. It's an open air show.
It's an open air, and it was raining, and
yeah, it's meant to be because it's near the lake there.
And then it's very misty.
Yes, yes.
And then,
and the area always rain because during that period the lake and all things. So only that day. After that the weather was beautiful. But it's meant to be because that show you have to see in the rain for you to appreciate. And they give us the raincoat just nice. I felt very good with the raincoat. I can sit on the bench with the raincoat. And I was not wet at all. And you feel the cool breeze. Very good.
I can see other tourists reacting to the weather, but that in but like our group, we are okay. I can feel everybody is okay.
Yeah, and we have that joy actually.
When your inside is okay.
Yeah, outside no problem.
Now outside no problem. Everybody looks okay. And then after that, during the show.I was very touched. I was very touched by those who are performing in the rain.
Yes.
And we are watching in the rain.
Yeah. And that show is very unique. We are involved 500 over people. And they have horses. They have all those people developing the show, the play, to explain to you about their tribal people. And they have one story, how the conqueror who is supposed to conquer that place, when they saw this lady with the ability to carry such heavy load, they thought, how can we attack them? The ladies are already so powerful, the men will be more powerful. That's why they decide not to attack and they withdraw. So it was the legend. So a lot of other things were very beautifully displayed in that open air show. And the way they really do it is really not easy, involving so many people. And the area, the design, the landscape was beautiful.
Especially during the rain when it is misty and they put
dry
ice, it's
like heavenly rime, xianjing, heavenly rime. And the rain come at the right time, so you really enjoy. Then there's a lot of beautiful moments. Then everybody applause, cheer, rejoice.
But the show is very, so far, one of the best. Because of the layout, the
stage.
It's very nice. Then come to the Tiger Leaping Gorge. The water is so
Fierce, the rolling water.
The rolling water. And then I don't know whether anybody realized or not. There's one stretch. The we are walking over the rolling water.
Yeah.
We can see through.
Yeah. Underneath. Yeah.
We can see through underneath.
Yeah.
And I tried in this Shanghai Bund where we can see through, and I was so scared. But this time no more.
Yeah, no more
fear. When you silence your mind, you can just very peaceful. You can walk through.
Yeah.
And then when we walk a bit upper stream, you can see the water is so calm.
When it
is not forced into that narrow...
The gorge.
It is so calm.
Yeah.
It is just like our mind, our mundane mind.
Yeah.
When there is no thought, we can be very calm.
Yeah.
But when our thoughts start to proliferate, it can really torment us.
Like when there is emotion.
When the emotion sets
then it starts to flutter. Then after that, it starts to become violent. That's why all these are nature's forces and movement. When you are silent, you can develop that understanding. Not only human mind is like that, nature is like that. When you restrict everything into a narrow gorge, you understand? When you force everything into a small place, then the force that is developed is very, very potent, very powerful. It's just like those who do energy field, concentration. They focus all their energy into one point. That's why it becomes energy violent. And it's capable of, like the rolling water on the gorge. So you can see how it gives rise to all this mental power. Nature's energy, the movement. But all this, when you understand, it is a movement in nature. But the mind that has the understanding and the wisdom, the movement is different, totally different. It's non-violent. It accord and it flow beautifully. And it doesn't have to catch. That's why it's not constricted within the narrow gorge. It is like we call spacious awareness. Yeah. It's all over. That's why it's different. Wisdom energy is different. The nature is different. So all this, for those who have the understanding, you can see the different thought base, mind energy. It's like all this water trapped in the gorge. Become very violent, the movement. That's why the water like rolling and rushing through, very severe. But it delivers a lot of energy. That's why people can feel the strong energy. But you must silence your mind. Continue.
The next one is about the Luhulik. I like the second night. Bratius expound on the second factors about the right, how right and ritual binds us.
Yeah.
And I broke into tears when I was there when the teacher explained about this Hanzu. I it really touches me. And I really felt.
Yeah.
I really felt it.
Yeah, that tradition affected you.
Yeah.
We are Wihan people. We have this tradition that believe the daughter is supposed to marry out. Understand? Jia qiu qi de, 就是好像破秋季的水. Yeah. So this is Han people's Chinese tradition, but in their tradition, it's different. The man marry out, not the woman.
They don't marry out. Actually, they just stay the night with her. At night only, they go to the lady's side.
No, because your descendant follow the lady's, the mother's surname. That's why you like marry out. They say, 嫁出去啊，嫁出去啊，means 给人家了啊，
But after these few days, after I contemplated,
but these are all conventional, rites and ritual, belief system, ideology. So it becomes rigid. Then it cuts both ways. You understand? That's why whatever that is rigid will give rise to problem. Now you start to see, no matter what ideology, what tradition, what race, they have their problem. Everything that is rigid has its problem. Yeah.
After these few days when I contemplate, I recollect on it, when we have the Dharma, both side, both culture have no problem because if we have the understanding, like 嫁出去的女儿就是泼出去的水, we can still be feeling, we can, 我们还是可以孝顺我们的父母, we can still go back. It's how we look at the situation, no right,
It's
no
because
wrong.
You apply that Dhamma that way. But like I explained, the Buddha doesn't want to teach you ideology or tradition. That's why the Buddha say, no need all this rites and ritual, tradition. What did he teach? He teach the truth. The truth means nature's law that governs life and existence. Nature's law that explains the way things are. So when you understand truth, you don't need religion, you don't need ideology, you don't need rites and ritual, tradition, or guideline to live life. You don't need. You just understand truth and you will know what to do. That is what his teaching is all about. So when you apply the teaching to like find a solution to whatever tradition, it's because you are applying the Dhamma, that's not. That's why it means if you have the Dhamma, you don't need all this. Understand? All this bring about problem. Then you apply Dhamma to solve the problem created by what? By ideology. And ideology comes from thought. Thought divide. Thought creates division, duality. This is what rite and ritual is all about. Tradition is all about. So when you understand truth, you don't need all this. That's why you can transcend. You can live based on that understanding of the truth. You don't need anything else. Religion is no use. They call the religion is the opium of humanity. You agree or not? Yeah. You agree or not? Religion is the opium of humanity. Yeah. What is opium? It controls you through what? Addiction. You become addicted. If you become fanatical to your religion, you like addicted to your religion. You cannot tolerate people commenting about your religion. And you do all sorts of funny things to protect that religious label. It's like drug. You must have it. You can say what you like, but don't take away my drug, my belief system. That's why they call it the opium of humanity. If you are not careful, it's as bad as that. Do you understand? That's the reason why I told you, when people ask me, are you a Buddhist? I always reply in a very nice way. I started with Buddhism. I don't want to label myself as anything. Because as a human being, you don't need a label. Buddhism was not the teaching of the Buddha. Because he is the Buddha, they add in the word ism, and they say his teaching is Buddhism. Just like the other religion, Hinduism. If you are Hindu, they put ISM, then your religion is Hinduism. If you are a Buddhist, they put ISM, your religion is Buddhism. But what did the Buddha teach? Before the Buddha, there is no such thing as Buddhism. The Buddha teach the Dhamma. And the Dhamma is the truth. That's why they confuse everything and say, the Buddha teach Buddhism. And I got one classmate's website. This One of the classmates is Muhammad Ali. You think he is a Muslim or an Indian? He is a convert actually. He is more of an Indian. You know what he wrote there? No? That's why I corrected him. I read to you what he wrote. This one is very interesting. Okay, I put here. Ali, correction. The Buddha never teach Buddhism. Instead, he teaches truth, which is the Dhamma. With the truth or the Dhamma, you don't need to believe anything to live life. Because they were talking about certain religion and all those things. I read to you this part. He commented this way. He said, Buddhism asks its faithful to challenge everything in seeking the truth, to use reason and mindfulness. The Buddha never say use reason, but he went at the end. Of course, many simple, of course, many simply follow custom, tradition, without knowing or understanding the precepts behind. He comment like that. That's why I have to correct him. Then the other one, he say, religion is the opium of the masses. He didn't say humanity. Then there's another one. He said the key to be and remain a Christian is the concept of faith and total belief in God's gospel. Faith needs to be steadfast at all times, unnerved by intellectual debate. Epiological, logical or not? Very powerful, isn't it? I read again. You try to understand this and then let me have your views. The key to be and remain as a Christian is the concept of faith and total belief in God's gospel. Faith needs to be steadfast at all times, unnerved by intellectual debates. What do you think? What do you think? It so happened today, my MU classmate, I don't know why, a lot of this type of thing. The first guy who started it was, he talked about communism. He said karma. Karma is the father of communism. He said karma, the atheist, and the founder of communism. He said. Then another classmate put in, he said he caused the downfall of economy and brings hardship to people. The successful one had to modify his doctrine to stay relevant. He's talking about China. Then the other one say, Karma wrote a devotional commentary on abiding in Christ and was biased upon the 15th chapter of John's Gospel. He wrote it on August 17, 1835, when he was 17 years old. At that time, he was attending the title gymnasium, and fulfilling the gymnasium's religious graduation requirement. What makes this devotional commentary so significant is its stark contrast to his fame and later writing. So they were having this difference of views and opinion, and they shared it. Then the other guy wrote, this one is a Christian. He said, human nature is selfish, and this is played in the George Orwell's Animal Farm. They read literature. So when you go through all this, you realize a lot of religion is based on what? Based on what? Like that one that talk about the Christian faith. Based on what? Belief, isn't it? Fundamentally, it's belief, isn't it? That's why they say that belief, that faith, must be unshakable. But what is belief? Belief means you're not sure, isn't it? That's why you have to believe, isn't it? If I'm sure, I don't have to believe, isn't it? Understand or not? It's the truth. Why should I believe? You understand? If it's like science, mathematics, 1 + 1 = 2. You have to believe or not? It's true understanding. Isn't it? When I understand, yeah, this is correct. No need to believe. If people ask you, when are you born? I'm not sure. I believe. My mother say this day. Because you're not sure, isn't it? But how can you be sure? Because when you are born, you know nothing. Only your birth cert. Your mother is the only holy proof. He can tell you. And my mother told me he very sure of the time of birth. But the date is a Chinese calendar. My mother, elephant memory. All the 9 children, he can remember what time you are born and what day in the Chinese calendar. Never go wrong. He got no education. But illiterate. She don't even know how to write 0 to 9 until I teach her. Yeah, she wants to buy. That time don't have 4 ekor, that time 2 ekor and 3 ekor. So she asked me 0 to 9, how to write. So I teach her. I saw her struggling with the numbers. But she was very determined. But I tell you, she got very good memory. Birth of her own children or child, she remember very, very clear, very distinct. And there are a lot of things that he give importance to, he will remember. He no need to like commit to memory, it's already in her. Yeah. When I ask, when was I born? He can tell me what time. 什么时辰? And how that water bag burst and how I was delivered. She can tell me. And what time. And she even told me, among the 9, I'm the one easiest to deliver. I never cry. I hardly cry. And easiest to raise. I told you when I was young, my leg know how to kick the thing and it will bound by itself. Then when I want to pee, I just one sound. I want to do the bigger one, Then my mother knows, my mother will come out. That's why he said, I got no problem with you. He said, you are the easiest. And when I saw my photo, my father took at the studio 2 years old, I was without thought. I knew. I looked. I saw, I knew. No wonder I said, I was born like that. That's why when I try to recall 1 year old to 6 years old, I cannot recall anything. You all can recall until how old? When you're young. I cannot recall not because I don't have memory. I got no thought during that time. Because my grandmother told me, we thought you dumb. Alo, I said. I didn't talk until the age of 5 to 6. I hardly say any word, but I'm very cheerful, always smile, naive, very innocent, and that brain, that mind you see, you know, no thought inside that. That's why different. And my father also knew. My father knew I was different. My mother also knew. That's why they indirectly. They can see the difference, the big difference. You are supposed to answer something in there, about faith in there. What was described there? He said unshakable faith. But I have actually given you an answer in there. Because faith, not born of understanding, is blind faith. Means you believe in it. Means you take chance, unilateral. You accept everything. He said, cannot be even disturbed or affected by intellectual debate and all those things. To me, it's very simple. Life may not be so complicated. You want me to believe something, I can't, unless I understand. I understand that my faith is born of true understanding, and that faith is really unshakable. Like the faith in the Buddha and his teaching, it's not blind faith. It's true putting his teaching into investigation. And when the teaching stands up to investigation, you don't need to believe in him. Your faith and confidence in him and his teaching become different, unshakable, because he is such a great being. And this is true understanding. That's why blind faith doesn't give you strong faith. Blind faith is shakable. But faith born of understanding and wisdom is unshakable, and that is true faith. So that is the difference. You all may go and reflect, contemplate, and find out for yourself. I don't know about you all, because I realize human beings think differently, so different from what I go through. When I was young, what I went through until when I grew up, when I wanted to come out to share in the year 2004, I thought everybody was more or less like me. You only need to understand the truth, then you progress very fast. Oh, after I came out to share, I realized that was not the case. It was so different. Simple thing, not easy for people to understand, because you are so conditioned by religion, by tradition, by belief, faith, and rites and ritual and all those things. Even our own Buddhist teaching, Theravada tradition, so many of you, I realize, has been so conditioned by the widely accepted teaching at that time. That's why it's not easy. After 1989, when my nature had understanding, I realized what was taught was most of it the opposite of what the truth is. So I just keep quiet. That's why I couldn't really share much. That's why I decide if ever I were to come out and share, I give the three conditions, you remember? No right, no wrong. Dhamma discussion, not a one-way traffic. So that we don't argue, otherwise very dangerous. So all this come about because at that time, the conditions were different. But now, over the past 14 years, things has become different. Then, one thing I come to realize, somehow the traditional Buddhist teaching also, they start to evolve out and merge with what I share about daily mindfulness, awareness, and all those things. Even Sui An and Mifong keep on telling me, but now they start to talk like what you share with us and explain that way. And the trend is now towards mindfulness, awareness, heedfulness. No more last time jhana, vipassana, and all those psychic things. Or the traditional type of teaching. So very different. Better let you continue.
Actually, this trip, all the temples are very beautiful. Very, very beautiful. Yeah. Especially the Tali, the Kwan Yin temple.
The first one that we visited.
Shi Kwan Yin.
Correct.
Out from the stone cover.
Yes, yes.
It's really something very special. And I haven't seen before. There's one, I don't know whether you all go up. There's one, 有一个 Ba Qiao Ting, 里面有一个 那个 Yu the Kuan Yin, and then it was surrounded by water.
Oh, and okay.
Where is the Kuan Yin nature?
Oh, okay.
I can feel that very strong. That one I can feel.
Yeah, sadhu.
That one, and then.
Yeah, PG said, bow only already, the tears come out. That's why when you have affinity, You can sense them, you can feel them. Yeah.
And then in Jizhusan, actually that Xu Yin Shi is in our itinerary that day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But we cannot have the time to go.
Yeah, yeah, because it's half the hill.
Half the hill and then...
No point. Luckily didn't go there.
I look at the itinerary at the time when I was planning.
Planning,
and then actually I know that this Chu Sheng Shi, the relics is in the Xu Yin Lao He Sheng the... 那个他的舍利子是舍利塔是在祝生寺 That's why we decided to go to that 祝生寺 So
and that one also got his museum, his historical record and all those things. And he was the abbot there. He rebuilt that temple.
He rebuilt so many temples.
We were very lucky. That temple, he stayed for quite a while. That's why he was the abbot there for quite a while. That's why he has his relics enshrined in the stupa there. Then he has his what they call historical record, where they tap it as his museum, and they got his statue there, very nicely done up, golden statue.
This museum, the pictures, everything inside the museum is the same as the one that Xianhua's we go
book.
The previous street.
Not
the
only
previous
that,
street also
the
we
Xianhua's
went to one
book,
of his museum.
Xianhua's biography, all inside there. Xianhua has all the things. Exactly the same I saw. Exactly the same. Because Xianhua got a very detailed or complete record of Xu Yin.
Actually, he started rebuild the temples, this temple, only when he's 100 years old.
102.
102 years old.
That's why the last 18 years he did a lot of things. He went to Jizhusan. There is a commentary, the video, based on his biography. They did a video. I saw the video. It was a very good video. How he really go and rebuild all those temples, and how he was able to expose all the bogus monks that actually cheat the local people. So they thought it was magic, but actually the monk were behind it. So there were many other incidences. But he was instrumental for not only rebuilding all this temple, because after the Cultural Revolution, the whole of Buddhism in China were almost completely disturbed, and almost 70-80% they got destroyed, burned and other things. But he was instrumental for rebuilding them and reviving the practice, the teaching and all those things. That's why because of him, he got a lot of good first-line disciples that helped him expand on the teaching. And they moved out from China to Taiwan, to America, all over the world. And he got very famous disciples, even lay disciples, that Charles Lok, the whole family is Dhamma practitioner. Even his children, his daughter, they are very good. His English is very good, and his deep understanding. He is also like Xianhua, first line disciple of Xu Yin. There are many. That's why Xu Yin is very famous. And he is the father of Buddhism, because he was instrumental for uniting all of the Buddhist sects in China, and he set up the what they call like a head organization, consists of many religious Buddhist sect and all those things. Even the Tibetan, they were given prominent allocation of seat in the hierarchy. You go and read the biography, it's written there. And they appointed everyone into that central committee, which is very big, very big. Don't know how many vice chairmen and don't know many. There are many. And he himself is not the number one up there. He only one of the second tier or what. And the Tibetan, I think they were given 3 or 4 seats up there. Then also within Mahayana, there are many traditions. I think there are 5, if I'm not wrong. 5 traditions. So all this, they are represented. Okay, Sama?
Actually, that Julian Si about the meditation place that we went to.
That nunnery is very good.
That nunnery is very nice. This one we should thank Mr.
He
personally went.
He take the effort.
To go and find out.
And he talked to the abbot without knowing that she is the abbot. And after traveling with us on 3 previous spiritual trips, so this is the 4th one. He already know roughly what we want. That's why he was so confident. He tell me, "Brother, you don't worry, this one." But like, originally he wants to go the other one. He showed me the Kuan Yin Miao, I think, the smaller version. Then actually I told him, actually, this one is not bad. Because to me, this one is like, you remember we went to Putuosan, Suang Qian Chan Si. Chan Yuan, Chan Yuan. It's all similar, though. Not the big about there. But then Mr. Er said, you don't worry. He said, I found the other one so much better. He said, well, he also know how to see the image and he also know how to feel. He said, I feel very good there. That's why I say, okay. I say, sadhu. Then when I went there, then I knew. I said, he was right. Meant to be. That's why we end up there. And there is great affinity from the nun, the empress, and all those people. Even the energy there is very good, the non-humans and all those things. And that place is a very, very good place. That place will flourish. That's why it has already started to gain reputation and momentum. They organize one, it's like a international.
They conduct a lot of retreats for.
Not only retreat, I saw on the wall, we went to the toilet, you remember? The wall, then the building where they allow us to meditate. Beside the corridor that we go, there's a long wall with a mural that have all the photo of the recent event that they have.
The retreats for the school children and all that.
No, the event is not school children, it's more international. I saw them receiving a lot of foreign monks and all those things. It is quite a major event. So because of that, I think it's starting to gain momentum and reputation. Because this place is quite remote, actually. It's within the Yunnan province. It's quite remote, near the border, near the minority race. But Tali is at least not so backward. Tali is maybe that place has its very rich and strong past, where the emperor, a lot of the emperor Luo Fa Ao, renounced there. So that historical value. But over the year, the whole place has become like rundown. Then the Dhamma really didn't take off. It went down. Then now you can see it coming up again. Because it's a pity that temple that we went to, the 1,000 over years old, and where the emperor renounced, that area is still quite backward, remote, hardly used. even though they got the what they call the underground palace, connecting all the stupa with all the relics and all those things. But it's a pity. It's on a mountain, very beautiful, but not really make use of. Hardly any monk there. But the one towards the city, Tali area, they have started to revive them and they are starting to flourish. Maybe when condition is right, that place, that thousand over years old one, they should develop it. But it's not easy. Not easy, because that piece of land is very mountainous and it's not easy for people to get big piece of land nowadays. And the old temple management also, maybe they are not keen to let go of that place, to let people develop. Unless they get good monks there, that place will not develop the way my nature see it. But it's meant to be that way. That's why nature is like that. Condition is like that. It will evolve accordingly. You need great beings. Then also the non-humans. There are many of these in Tali actually waiting for us to be there. That's why when we were there, the weather, everything was so beautiful from the second day onward.
The weather is really a surprise to me.
Yes, yes. Not only to you, Earl also same. That's why Earl say.
The local guide told me.
Yeah.
The day before, the two, three days
no,
before.
No, 7 to 8 days. It was
before
raining
we
non-stop.
There, it was raining
non-stop.
Cats and dogs, yes.
That Rita told me, he said, Mr. Teo, he keep on telling us, because she told me, 7 or 8 days before we arrived, it was raining like anything. Then he said, the moment you arrive, the weather suddenly becomes so fine and so good. She herself also don't believe. Then all the places we went to turn out to be so beautiful. The way we visit them, the places, the chanting and the thing that we do was so different from the normal tourists. Then Xu Yun's temple also, she has been bringing people to that temple for so many times. She also didn't know that there is a stupa at the back with the relics and the museum. Nobody told her, is it? And everybody just come, pai-pai for, make donation, go. And this time, is it, the condition fall into place, because the two local guy in China, for no reason, go and ask that person in charge and that collect the donation on, I think he's a committee member, about Xu Yun Lao He Sang, the 120 years old monk. Actually, it's Xuan Hua's master, my Sikong. So what happened was, after they asked him, he looked at them. He said, Xu Yun Lao He Sang was the abbot of this temple. Then everybody was surprised. Then since we make offering, I think we donated some money. I forgot really. Was it 1,000 or I think 1,000 maybe. Then he saw us so sincere. He said, since you all have affinity, Yu Yan, and you are here and you all have the faith, why not you visit his museum? And he said his stupa with the relics is also at the back there. You all can go and visit. So there was a lot of joy. Then we straight away, Amitabha, thank you. Then all of us went there. Then we did the respect, we did the chanting. Then we did everything that we're supposed to do. We even sang Sing Jing, the Heart Sutta. So many things happen. You can feel the beings there, the non-humans, the devas. They're expecting us, they want us to be there. And there was so much joy. And we revive a lot of things that people don't know how to do. You're supposed to chant the Vandami Chetiyang Sabbam when you circumvent the stupa. Then also you're supposed to chant the sutta and other things to remind the non-human or the devas, Dharma protector of the teaching and other things. Then you're supposed to share with them the true teaching. Because the true teaching are difficult to come by. So these are the things that can happen. And they also can feel our nature. That's why there was so much joy.
That's why the Julian Si, yeah. I think that the helper, the Abyss helper, she told me, 这位老先生他不简单，他讲不简单。
She can feel, she know, 你这位老师 is 不简单啊，and a lot of other things. Well, they can feel, the way we conduct ourselves and the way we move around with awareness, mindfulness, sati and all those things. Then the nature become different. They also can feel. Even the kitchen staff can feel. They know we are different. They are so happy serving us.
Actually, that dinner, we are supposed to go around like arms round one.
Yeah.
But I don't know how come suddenly they decide to serve us.
With the table.
And then all the nuns are serving us.
Yeah, and they are
cooking.
That's why a lot of things just happen. Because the abbess also heard us chanting. And the chanting, from the chanting he know. This one is the Nan Chuan one, Theravada tradition. But not only Theravada tradition, he can feel the chanting. The chanting is different. When you chant from the heart, it's different. And you're silent, you will know.
She also told us, 我们没有抗拒, that means they also can accept us.
They also want to cultivate affinity with us. That's why they gave us the chain with the
Leng Yan Zhong.
Leng Yan Zhou, yeah, but in English, what you call that?
Surangama.
No, the rectangular piece, what you call?
Omelette.
It's not an omelette, it's not a pendant. Pendant, yes. The pendant, the chan pendant. They always chant the Surangama Sutta, Surangama Mantra. Leng Yan Zhou, and they have chanted it many times. It's like you go to Cameron Highland annual retreat, the abbot, the recent one, Machana, the abbot, he was so happy to cheer him. And he himself make offering and donation and actually give to us all the amulet for us to cheer him with him. He liked us. The way we conduct our retreat there, I think he can feel. Together with the Tangjia know. Because many of our retreat up there in Cameron Highland, you think he just Tangjia, do the chanting, clean the toilet. She is very mindful, I tell
very
you.
Very mindful, and he is very aware.
Yeah,
who
she knows.
Who is there, who is not there, who do your duty, who didn't do duty.
No, not only that. When we were there, like Teng Xiong Su Fu told me, for the first few retreats, it was raining so heavily up there, until flooded. Then Teng Xiong Su Fu, the first time, remember she told me, he said, 我都不敢想你们来的时候会怎样, because it was raining so heavily and I was so cold. But the night we arrived, 8 days, no rain, the weather become very good. And the Tangjia knew we are different. That weather cannot be like that one. Almost every day rain, very heavy during that period. But every time we go there, not only 1 year, the next year, I remember Alian, he don't believe. 9 day retreat, first 8 day, shiny, beautiful weather, no rain. Then on the 8th day towards the end, closing ceremony, the moment we have our closing ceremony, the cloud like very heavy, you know, the black cloud waiting to pour. You know. The moment we start our closing ceremony, boom, outside there, like lightning everywhere, the thing just pour like anything. Then the next year, she also came. She wants to see whether this thing really come chair or not. Then she told me, Bratio, really like last year, on the 8th day, still no rain. Then during the closing ceremony, again, pour. That's why after that, she looked at me. She said, cannot, don't believe it. That's why a lot of things people don't know. But the cultivator will know, you can feel them. They are rejoicing and they are actually looking forward. Because when we were there, a lot of this Dharma protector, they were very happy. And the nature of all the great beings, they were all there. So beautiful. That's why at that time, I can't say much because you all don't understand and it's not good at that time to say all this because you may simply go and spread rumor and get into trouble for nothing. But later on, when your cultivation develops, when some of you already have the understanding, and then it's different, you can sense, you can feel, and many things can happen. But the cultivation is such, it's not about this special phenomenon or whatever happened. These are byproduct of good cultivation. All these things can happen. But the emphasis is not on all this. The emphasis is on the wisdom, the understanding, and how through the understanding we share. Where every time we share merit, we transfer merits, and we do the dedication of merit, and we do those chanting. You know, those chanting were requested by them up there, you know, not we want to chant. No. A lot of these messages come through Kayanamita, who have that condition to be contacted by them. And they will come and tell me. Because I don't have magic, I cannot read anything, I don't know anything, but I can feel, I know something is happening, but I don't know what is it. Then most of the time they will have the condition and they will come and let me know. And my nature will know. There was one case I still remember many years back. I think that afternoon, I let them meditate. Then I was in my room. Then something happened inside there. You know. One of the non-human came down and take over one of the body and say a lot of things. Then they also don't know what happened. You know. But a lot of people heard. Then after that, I came back. Nobody told me anything. Until later. Then later, one by one, tell me. Then the last day, that person, that the non-human went in on, he came and talked to me. You know, where she is last time Christian, first time joyous. Then she also don't believe all this thing. And then she also don't know why she was one of the one that was chosen to. Because she got this tendency to let them go in and give the message. He came and told me, Brati Vardiyo, up there that one told me, must let you know what happened just now. He said, so he disclosed to me everything that, because before that, she already having this great resistance. But she's a Christian, understand not? Then got this thing want to go in, no? So he came and talked to me, you know, what is all this, he said. I'm a Christian now, and they want to come in now. So I told her, why, you scared? She said, no, but how can they do this? She said, I said, you don't worry. All the beings here are good beings. I said, you must have faith. I said, you talk to them. I said, how to talk? I cannot see them. I can't understand them. They can understand you, I said. You just talk to them in normal language. What dialect or English or what also can. They will understand you. So you talk to them and say, yeah. I don't know who are you. Yeah. Pardon me because I'm new. Yeah. I understand you have good intention. If what you want me to do is for the good of the many, then no problem. I can help you. But if it's something that is not for the good of the many, please don't come. Don't make use of my body. He really talked to the non-human. No. Oh, then after that, she felt very good. No. Then she knew that they meant good. That's why she allowed them to use. Then when all these things happened, she finally understand and she came and told me. That's why a lot of things you may not know. You may think it's fairy tale. It's not fairy tale. This one is a Christian, one of the Kayamita sisters. And all these things. So many things, you must have understanding and the faith. Then all this will unfold. Then you can understand. It is nothing to do with what you call what? Missing, my son. No, nothing to do with it. It's really happening except you don't know. There is a rhyme up there. You cannot see them doesn't mean they don't exist. It's like the non-human, the devas, the Dharma protector. They are everywhere, but you can't see. During the early day, I got one Dharma friend. She started off from Hindu practice. She do yoga. She's an expert yoga teacher. Very tall, fair lady. The name is also May, I remember. I don't know where she now. Got time or not? Oh, still got a little bit of time. According to her, she want to meet one of my teacher. She was told by her good friend up there, you know, all the devas up there. And you know who is she or not? She was with them one life before she become a human being on earth. They were together, good friend up there, devas, one group. And most of them are cultivators. Then she happened to take birth, come down, become human being. They follow her. They know who she is. And they talk to her, and she can communicate with them. Then she has this ability to see non-human or devas and all. She can see a lot of them. And she used to tell me, brother, they are more than the humans. The human is greatly outnumbered. Wow. I say, all these beta non-humans, so many, everywhere. Then I say, how do you know? I can see, then up there, the good friend, tell her a lot of things. That friend up there, according to her, he said, you have to go and get to know this brother Theo. That time I was in the tape library with my wife. He said, only through him, you can meet his teacher. And you can learn a lot of things from him. And you know what they told him? He said, this brother Theo is the longest cultivator on earth. So far, he said, they can see. That is what they told him. They told her. And a lot of this funny thing, I don't know. He should come and tell me all this. Then my second last teacher was very funny. One day when my car broke down, actually tire punctured. So I stopped along the Federal Highway, clang here on Federal Highway. So I changed that tire. Then every time she look up, then she laugh, smile, I will know something is happening. Then I ask her, my second aunt, what happened? Is it up there, want to come down and help you to change your tire? Oh, I say, good, ask them to come down. That's a lot of funny things. But for me, I cannot touch psychic. I cannot have this psychic thing. If I can see, means it will be at the detrimency of my wisdom. That's why this nature new, it cannot touch all this occult, psychic, everything. Just do the normal cultivation. Yeah. Don't get involved in all this. You want to walk the path. Yeah. But if it comes as a byproduct, no harm. But don't get yourself entangled. The best is don't get involved. So for me, I no need to see, no need to know, but my nature can sense enough, understand. Then through this wisdom and understanding, a lot of things this nature can understand. This is better than all those funny things that you do. Well, this is not harmful. This is wisdom way, understanding. So this is bonus treat for you all who managed to attend today because of condition. Okay, 5 more minutes. Finish, you wrap it up.
Actually, out of the 3 trips I have helped to coordinate, I feel that each trip is different. Each trip is different, and I sometimes tend to use the experience from the previous trip to apply to this trip.
Cannot. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, everything is different.
It's different. I feel that it doesn't work after.
It's not work. Only you feel. We can easily check back. You see, with the first trip is which one? Chuhuasan.
Ermeisan.
Yeah, Ermeisan. Ermeisan. What? That resort place called what? Jiangjiajie. What is the beautiful pond? Jiuzhaigou. Jiuzhaigou, Ermeisan. That was the first trip. And you remember that trip was so beautiful. Although we also went to, you see, when we went there, nothing happened. Then the earth slipped. The whole place closed. Nobody can come. So not so many people. Otherwise, cannot move at all. Then after we finish, they say, today may be open, but don't know what time, afternoon or what. So they don't know what to do. They go and talk to the driver. Driver tell them something. Then also confused. We are first trip. Then finally, came and see me. He said, Brother, we got a problem. The local guy say something. The bus driver say something. I said, okay, don't worry. I said, I want to talk to the bus driver. Well, I know the bus driver very experienced. I just asked the bus driver, what actually happened? He told me, he said, they received message that the earth sleep area will be cleared later part of the day. What time, they don't know. But very likely evening time, 4, 5 o'clock or 5, 6 o'clock. Then I asked him, how accurate is this information? He said, quite accurate. Okay, second question, I said, based on your experience, I said, I don't want to hear any other experience. I said, based on yours, don't be influenced by anybody. Which route should we take? Should we go direct or we take the alternate route? And you know, he immediately told me this. He said, I suggest you take the alternate route. He said, longer, but you can see a lot of beautiful things. He said, okay, I say, I trust you. I told her, take the other route. And you know what happened? It's meant to be. We saw the 4 seasons. As we travel this road, very funny, there were 2 spots where the snow of last night, the snow still very flaky, very soft. And the whole stretch, about 200-300 meters, just the area only, snow. It's like winter. And the bus can park, and then there is a curve. Then when we walk on that snow, you are not careful, no friction, you can slip. Wow, my wife, first time get to play with the snow, and we took photo, and so beautiful. Then as we go further up, we see this very beautiful mountain place. We stop by to buy things also. Then there is this autumn, summer, and spring. the four seasons, all that. It's so beautiful. This was the area where we will miss if we go direct back. So because of that, after that, we joined back to the road. No? It was jam. So at first, a lot of people say, die already, you have to sleep on the road already. You're not moving at all, hardly move. But surprisingly, after 1 hour plus, the driver received a call. Kylo, open already. So we start to move. Then it was very good. No? Because by the time we reached the hotel that we booked, too late already, he called up the guy, the local guy. Local guy said, may even change hotel for us, no? Halfway nearer. No? And we managed to get into that hotel, which was very good hotel. No? See, all this just happened. Normally you can't. Last minute, how to cancel hotel and book another hotel? And it was done. No? Then after that, all the way, the weather, everything was so beautiful, so smooth. And this is how it happened. Then that trip was already so unique. Then the next one was Putosan. Putosan, actually, I don't want to go already. Because that was the second time if I go. I went there one. Then I told Father Sri, no, I'm not going. But finally, it got conditioned. No? So many things happened. No? The sign came. Then I said, okay, we go. Wow, that Putosan tree was again very beautiful. That's why I was so surprised. Everything will fall into place. We're supposed to meditate at a place, very commercial. Cannot. I went with, I said, never mind. Because he said the abbot promised him allow us to use the space. I said, never mind. No need to argue with them. I said, we will look for alternative. Then I asked him, what is the second option? He said there was one. We didn't talk to him, but we saw the place quite small, quite quiet, no tourists. We go there. Then he said the bus, short distance only, you know. We got a few of us go there. 500 RMB, you know, to take us there. I said, never mind. Because that whole place control on the bus, you cannot find taxi also. So we pay, we go. Then I straight away, the moment I reached there, I sense this is the right place. Then we talked to them. The temple committee contacted the abbot, and he allowed us to use. And it was so beautiful, turn out. Everything fall into place. That's why after that, earth got fit. There a lot of things just happened. Very beautiful. Then the third trip, very expert already. The Liu Chu Si. He organized it very well. So beautiful. And together with Baba Sri. So that one, last year one, was the best. The Liu Chu Si one was the best. Then this year one also equally good. Because this year one, the first 2 days was tribal group and all those things, men, for you to learn something else. Not that type of Dhamma, but the rite and ritual and all those things. So all this, meant to be, will be, will fall into place. Then over the last 2-3 trips that we had with his faith become different. He has confidence in what we do and his life improved. And you can see him making more money, driving nice car and all those things. And he liked our group. And because of what we did, he sees the beauty of Buddhism, Dhamma. That's why he has very strong faith now.
Despite his own personal health issue, this time he still take us.
Yes. And the boat there, remember, he hurt himself. But luckily we knew when we asked him to see a doctor, and that day meant to be, he didn't follow us up the mountain, he rested the leg. But he got the right doctor that scraped everything out and he recovered. That's what meant to be. So everything is meant to be beautiful. Okay, we better end. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let us share merits and transfer merits. Akasata ca bumata deva naga mahindika punyang tang anumoditwa cirang rakantu loka sasana Itta watta chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhiya idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo imena punyang kamena mami bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yāvā nivāna pātiyā sādhu sādhu sādhu. Okay, let's pay respect to Triple Gem. Then one announcement. Thursday class cancel, because I'm going back to my hometown. I got a schoolmate reunion this 31st of August, but Thursday is 30th. I travel on the 30th, so the class is off. Okay, Sunday on, yes. I will be back by Saturday night. Okay, put down pajama. Damang pajama. Sanghang Pajami.